This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here we go. It is a sunny Tuesday afternoon. Chad Hartman, Dave Harrigan. You just heard Rusty Ray with the news. We're here till 3. Courtside follows us. Wolves and I think the actual Denver Nuggets will play tonight. I don't know who played the Wolves on Sunday. But you'll hear an actual NBA game tonight. I'm assuming, Dave Harrigan, that's a 7:30 pregame, 8:10 tap. Cal and Allen with the pregame. Allen with the call. Am I correct? 7 o'clock start in Denver. I don't know if you've heard, there's altitude stuff. I mean, among the things that sports broadcasters oversay, the altitude. Okay, we got it. It's a little high. I mean, it's literally a little higher, and it is a little higher.
Now, if you know, they call it the Mile High City, Jed.
Yeah, I know. It's
air's thin up there and stuff. And it is an really 8 o'clock start hour time.
Thank you. That is the arena where I once was run over by an NBA player. I'll just tell that story real quick. I believe I've told it before. It is the first game of the year. It is Donyell Marshall's first game. So I think this is the 1994 season. Ball's coming towards press row. Saw this many, many times. And I assume that this player, Bryant Stith, excellent college player out of Virginia, tough-nosed guy. He couldn't shoot. That was his main issue. I assume he was going to stop. No, Dave, he jumped into press row, knocked me right over. Wow. I wish somehow we had the audio of that, but one of the broadcasting brain wizards for the Wolves once deleted all their games. So, like, when the Wolves go with these highlights, and I don't think they're doing as much, and you don't hear really any KG highlights, that's because this fool deleted all the games during
Oops.
Prime KG days. That was a really good decision, right?
Yeah, it's not the best. I'm sure he would have stopped and not hit you, but again, the thin air, he wasn't able to stop.
Exactly. He was so fast.
Yes. I mean, normal, you know, sea level air would have been able to hold him back, but that thin stuff up there, just whoosh, there he goes.
Yeah, it's just me. Ball on the ground, bounces it.
Were you significantly hurt in that incident?
No, and I mean, we didn't have an analyst, you know? I mean, a lot of people talk about Allen not having an analyst, and we didn't have an analyst till 99 either, right? You know, I mean, that's when I was doing the talk show and calling the game solo. So wasn't like, you know, there was no Jim Pete. You know, there was no analyst. But Harlan is looking over, he's doing TV, he's just laughing at me. But he's on TV. So there was a bit of silence. And then, you know, if it happened now and there was a video of it, Rex Chapman would say block or charge.
Exactly right.
And it clearly would have been a charge because I had my position in the chair.
I don't know. I think your feet may have been moving.
My feet may have been moving. So I don't – well, first of all, I don't think Allen – is allowed to call the games courtside, which just stinks. But Allen's excellent call will take place tonight. State of the Union, we talked about this a little bit yesterday. Move on. We don't need it. Be done with it. Unnecessary. It's a campaign rally. And then, honestly, you know, whether it was Donald Trump in the previous term or Joe Biden now, they could announce, I love America, and the opponents might not stand up and applaud. They might not even sit down and applaud. It's just, it's a clown show. Okay. It just, it's, you know, and it's going to be Joe Biden bragging about himself, just like Donald Trump bragged about himself, like Barack Obama, and, you know, so on and so forth. And, some big, you know, more likely with Democrats and Republicans, some big government programs, more likely Republicans cutting government. And most of the time, not about 1/10 of that stuff, actually 1/50 of that stuff actually gets done. So with this taking place tonight, we have one individual in the race already, Donald Trump. Jumped in way too soon, but he jumped in. We all know this. He jumped in when it looked like the Republicans would dominate the Democrats. I thought the Republicans would win in a much bigger way. But overturning Roe v. Wade, which many Republicans had pursued for 50 years, ended up hurting them in the election. Biggest thing that hurt them was the Dobbs decision. So, yes, they have control of the House. They don't have to apologize for that, but much smaller margin, and they don't have control of the Senate. So that's Trump wanted to take credit for that. So he made the terrible appearance at Mar-a-Lago, and then he made one other appearance. It's, I mean, incredible low energy so far. Joe Biden is going to run again. And the heavy favorites right now, Dave Harrigan, are Trump versus Biden again. Biden, unless his health further deteriorates, is running. Whether it's the balloon or whatever, he has wanted to be president his entire life. He's president. He doesn't care about the approval ratings. He says, let's run it back. He says, don't worry about if I'm president when I'm 86 years old. And it's not like the other guy is young. And if you think Joe has deteriorated more from 2016, but go back and watch Donald Trump in the escalator speech and tell me Donald Trump hasn't slipped also. Joe has slipped more. Let me be clear about that. So I ask you, and a lot of texts are coming in, if we get Trump versus Biden, I'm not even sure we're going to get a prime Biden opponent. I don't want either. I absolutely, positively don't want Donald Trump. Let me be clear. He doesn't care about democracy unless it suits him, and I don't think he's capable of the job. Joe Biden was never my pick in 2020. He's clearly has deteriorated health-wise. They hide him often. There are things that are accomplished, which he should be proud of. But no, absolutely, positively no, do I want Joe Biden either. So I want neither. So failure is my one word, Dave Harrigan. If we get this rematch, disaster. I could use clown show again and use a hyphen. We right now are looking at Biden versus Trump, and I know Trump has more challengers because DeSantis is in, but he's not in. Nikki Haley's in, but not in. Mike Pompeo is in, but not in. Is Sununu going to jump in? I don't know. I saw a poll for Chris Sununu and his, who I kind of like, in New Hampshire, and they listed, and New Hampshire's still, you know, the first primary in the traditional way that we elect a president, and still is for the Republicans. Doesn't look like it's going to be that way for the Democrats. But in his home state, Harrigan, Chris Sununu is like fifth. So I don't know. Chris Christie shouldn't get in. But for you, and I want to get to it, I want people to text or call in. If you want to give us your one word in a very demonstrative way and you just want to call it in, sure. Cities One Talking text line, 651-461-9226. Dave, if we get Don Trump and Joseph Biden, part two, your one word is?
Joyous. Okay, no, that's not my word. Few came to mind.
Yeah.
Lazy was one.
Yeah, good one.
Insufferable is another one. Yep. But I think the word I'm going to go with above all else is gutless.
Mm.
And that is both parties showing that they are gutless to tell the presumptive nominees at this point, Biden and Trump, no.
Yeah. Can I use a couple hyphens on another one?
Please.
Shut it down. I mean, honestly, it was a good run. We had a fine country, but if we have to have part two of this election, shut it down. Let's. How about 50 countries on their own? You know, I mean, we cannot have this again.
Texas would be
six
in favor.
What's that?
I said Texas would be in favor of that.
Texas? Well, I mean, you know, we're jealous of Europe, right? Because you can boom, you can go from country to country. Now we'd have 50 countries.
How about that?
Now we have and we're going to change the flag. Now it's not just a state flag, it's a country flag.
I think I can get along with that. Do they become a country too?
Sure. Puerto Rico too?
Why not?
I don't want to form a country with the Dakotas, do you?
Do you think they just join up and become one country, or do they keep that north and south thing going?
No, they'll keep doing that dumb north and south thing we've established for years in the show. It's Dakota. No need for north and south. It should be just Dakota. You know. Okay, let's pause. Ask Adam Anything is 15 minutes away, but what is your one word if, oh, goody, we get Trump and Biden once again? Let me know. 651-461-9226. Oh, no. Did you find enough songs with State of the Union in it?
You think I didn't?
Oh my God.
All of the tunes you'll hear are titled State of the Union or something very close. I know how much you enjoyed yesterday's more modern-sounding bumpers, so I figured let's start it out with Conway Twitty and Loretta Lynn singing State of Our Union.
And I just was encouraging you, let's stay younger with the tunes. You know, I like the younger tunes. You're like, no, it doesn't really fit me. So you come out with Conway Twitty.
I've got plenty of youth lined up, but there's a couple old ones too.
Oh, man. Okay, let's get to some of the text here. Biden is and always be a marionette with his cabinet pulling the strings. On the other hand, Trump is the puppet master pulling the strings on his cabinet. Easy choice. More text here. Joe is a winner. Trump is a loser. You either want democracy or don't. Trump, Biden, the one word would be finished. Further, that would be the end of the Republican Party. Democrats could control it from then on. Forever? No. Come on. You know, we say that so many times. Like, let's say when Obama won in 08, or by the way, when W won in 04, you know, it's going to be a new situation. This party's going to run forever. No, they don't know. How about Bernie Sanders? How old is he? Bernie's way too far left for my politics. this word with a slash in it. Where's Kevorkian? Embarrassing, pathetic, delusional, disgusting. Another texter adding multiple ones. Comedy, entertainment, arrogance, lies. More individual texts. This is talking about if we get not Brady. Maybe Brady will run. If we get Biden versus Trump, part two. Irrelevant, senile, elderly. God help us. One word. Embarrassing, boring, disastrous. Nope. Obama ran on hope. Trump and Biden part two is hopeless. Depends. One word on the two senior citizen candidate rematches. Take a look at what the Problem Solvers Caucus is trying to do in the situation. 100%. Okay. I, as I've said, honestly, since I've been on the radio, hundreds and hundreds of times, I want multiple parties. I want moderate positions. I think so much of this country on fiscal issues, slightly right of center. I think so much of this country on social issues, slightly left of center. I am too. I want more individuals like that. I want us to challenge and diminish the two-party domination, not helping our country. More texts. Under 70, pathetic. I want someone who's a moderate, please. Texter, I'm with you. Biden versus Trump. Help. Canada looking good. Unimaginable. Repeat of 2020. I may not vote for the first time in my 55 years. Stupidity. Joke. Depends. Vomit. I would rather vote for a butter knife for president than either Trump or Biden. Armageddon. Cluster you know what. Is McCarthy going to tear up Biden's speech tonight? I don't think so. And I did not applaud that, by the way. That was all for Nancy to raise money when she did the whole thing. Let's see. My one word is, I can't say it. It starts with an S. Another person saying, I can't say the word out here. Yes, a number of people chiming in. All right, let's work. Dick wanted me to explain, you know, instead of complaining what I wanted. I have. I'll say it again, Dave. I mean, enough of the two-party nomination. I don't want even just one other party. I want two other parties. If you want to give me names, give me Chris Sununu, the governor of New Hampshire, alluded to before, and Josh Shapiro, the new governor of Pennsylvania. I would like him even more if he had more experience. But those are two moderates. Sununu has been governor for a while. Again, my reluctance on Shapiro, or just my desire. I love what he stood for when he ran, because he's not a classic lefty. He ran against a MAGA election denier, so that helped him win decisively. But he's the type of person, a Democrat who's like politically Dean Phillips, you know, somebody, Republicans in the Problem Solvers Caucus. I've said before, if Romney ran, I would be all in on where Romney is right now. I think those people out there, Dave, but as we said, one of the numerous times we talked about this, we honestly need probably a multi-billionaire. Maybe, no, how about this? Multi-billionaires to come together to start a third party who fit, I think, that political positioning. Slightly left of center socially, slightly right of center fiscally, and have billions of dollars to get on the ballot to flood this country with advertising to get staffers. I don't want it to be bought, but the way the system is right now, it's the money that the two parties have, Dave, that are shutting down other chances.
And you'd need a heck of a lot of qualified candidates for, you know, to run for, you know, not just president, but congressional spots. Yep. And, you know, state level too. I mean, you'd need a lot of people that, A, buy into what you're doing at the party, and B, can convince the public to buy into them.
I think a lot of the Problem Solvers Caucus fits that MO also, you know, fits right in there. All right, let's pause. Ton of texts in this. I really appreciate it. Let's also get a ton of texts for Ask Adam Anything. By the way, among this text, Chad, you're such a lefty. If you love Nancy Pelosi so much, why don't you marry her? I just said Bernie's politics are way too much. I just said I didn't agree with Nancy Pelosi's stunt. I just said I'd vote for Mitt Romney. Okay. Yeah. Sounds really like a lefty. Listening, an underrated skill. Ask Adam anything. Let's go. Put him on the spot. Complicated, difficult, peculiar, uncertain, or just funny, odd, humorous questions. We love when you participate with Ask Adam Anything. 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.